one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy
welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, everybody. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. And the reason why we're playing the Flintstones Happy Anniversary is because today is the 30th anniversary of our flagship station, WYSL, AM and FM, and we're very, very proud to be part of this station for many, many years now, and hopefully many, many years to come. So congratulations to Bob Savage, Bob D'Angelo, and all the people at WYSL for 30 years on the air as WYSL, and hopefully 30 more years coming down the road. We also have big news tonight on the Rochester Rhinos. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We also have Dick Howard and Michael Lewis on, as always, with international news. And some big news about Michael Lewis himself. We'll talk about that with him. An award given to Michael recently. We'll talk about that with him when he comes on the air, even though he's very modest. We'll talk to him about it. But let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, I know you're very happy as well about WYSL's 30th anniversary.
Certainly, we've been associated with them for a long, long time. And Bob Savage and Bob D'Angelo has been our savior, to say the least. And then not only that, but they've been our friends and very kind to us. And Soccer's Kick in the Grass, they give us credit. And pretty soon when we won't be able to pay them, they're going to keep us in the air.
You're supposed to say that, Joe. We're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
That's just a disclaimer. We're going on our 23rd year this year. So we've been there almost 7 years younger than they are. So you know the what they say. Everything happened for a reason.
Aging and, like fine wine.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. No, everything happened for a reason, and I'm very, very glad that we were able to negotiate the deal with WYSL, and we've been there now for a long, long time. I don't remember many years, but it seemed like I know Bob forever. So just a good partnership, and I hope that it goes on for a long, long time. And congratulations and happy anniversary to them. And a lot of kudos to Mr. Savage.
That's right, yeah. Absolutely. Because we have to thank Charlie Schiano, too, because he was probably the one who negotiated in the first place to getting us on WYSL.
To tell you the truth, I was the guy that did the negotiation.
Congratulations to Joe Sirianni.
Charlie said, let's see what we can do. What station can we go to now? Because before that, we were on another station. So we were looking for a time slot that was convenient for us. And we got connected with WSL, and here we are.
And here we are, and we're very happy that you're with us tonight, listening in. We got lots of news. Let's talk about the Rochester Rhinos, because there's some big, big news happening. The segment of the show brought to you by the Rhinos. You can get your 2017 season tickets for 16 home dates plus the U.S. Open Cup, 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, there will be a press conference held at City Hall with the owners of the Rochester Rhinos, David and Wendy Dworkin, Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly, Lovely Warren, the mayor of Rochester, will be there, and the big news, senior leadership from the Rhino's new corporate partner. So tomorrow we will have a new corporate partner for the Rhinos. That also means a new name for the stadium. It will no longer be Rhinos Stadium. It will be named after who the corporate partner is. And
are you the corporate partner?
Me? I don't have that much money, believe me. But anyway, the reason there's nobody on from the Rhinos is they're all meeting with the corporate partner today. There's a big dinner they're all having together, the whole front office. I talked with Pat Erkel earlier today.
Where are they having the dinner?
I have absolutely no idea. Pat wouldn't tell me. But anyway, so this is great news. This means that it took a year to make it happen, but tomorrow the announcement will be made at 10 a.m. Hopefully Mr. Sirianni will be able to be there.
You know what I'll do right now? When we take our first break, I call Pat up and say, Pat, where are you?
He's probably listening, knowing Pat. But I don't know if that means that they'll be also the sponsor of the jerseys, but we know there's going to be a new name for the stadium. So
let's see. What do you think is going to be?
I have absolutely no idea. It could be anybody.
You know, a jersey company. What do you think? Somebody local?
I certainly hope it's somebody local. I know that's what the Dworkins were looking for a partner, is somebody local. So hey, maybe it'll be Wegmans. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. My God. That would be a major step in the right direction.
I mean, that's just a guess. I have absolutely no inside information about this. The important other thing for all of you fans out there, you can watch the press conference live on the Rochester Rhinos Facebook page. So you can go to that. That is Facebook.com, and it is /Rochester Rhinos. So go to that tomorrow at 10 a.m. You'll be able to see the press conference live, get the information about who it is the corporate partner will be for the Rochester Rhinos starting with this coming season. And it's a very big event, and we're all very happy to see that. It means the Rhinos are going to be here for a long time, and that's what's important.
You know, I think what it means is that they're going to find new investors to help them with the stadium and with the team. They're going to find partners that are going to be able to bring more people and have more clout in the community, I hope. But above all, there is one thing that we must say, that we keep on repeating, and we must keep on repeating, because they can get all the rich people they probably can. And they can do whatever, they can have millions and millions of dollars. But unless there is people in the stand, it don't mean anything. Yeah, they can play. They got the money. They can play to an empty stadium. But what will they do? Okay. The most important thing in everything that they do is people. And the people that know soccer, understand soccer, and the people that are just like you and I and Charlie Sean and all the people that believe in soccer, they need to show up. The local organization of soccer, the amateur scene, and all the things that goes on, I respect them. But somehow, this new partnership, this new approach that they're taking, they have to work together with the amateur scene in Rochester, not to have a competition when the games are on, or at the very least to work with them to have a game played ahead of time. So, you know, the youth team, all that kind of thing, in order to build a partnership with the local organization. Because without them, I mean, if the population in Rochester is very diverse. They got a lot of women teams right now. They got over 20, 30,000 kids playing soccer, plus the adults, plus the senior league, plus this, plus that.
Plenty of people can fill that stadium.
But unless they are able to bring the people in the stadium, however they do it, that's the most important thing. The most important thing is to have people on the stadium, bodies on the stadium, and, of course, people that pay.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's obviously get your Rhino season tickets, 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Another big piece of news that the Rochester Rhinos are very happy to announce, that the Rhinos will be operating the Rochester Rattlers Major League Lacrosse franchise like they did when the franchise first started. It'll be the Rhinos front office will be handling all of the game day information, all of the work of the press box, all the promotions, all of that. The ticket sales will all be going through the Rhinos. The Rhinos will play their games at the stadium, whatever it's named, which we'll find out tomorrow. And the first game is Thursday, May 11th against the Charlotte Hounds. So you can go to 454-3000, extension 115, or you can email Joe Schwab, Joe.Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B, at RochesterRattlers.com. So, again, support your local teams, because without you at the fans, there's not going to be any local teams. So, again, that's great news for the Rochester Rhinos. They'll pick up some dates that the Flash, will not be using because they're not here anymore. And there'll be seven home games and plus potential playoffs. So that's really good news that they'll see the Rattlers back in Rochester, inside the city of Rochester, at the stadium.
That's a great news. That's good for the stadium to have occupancy there. And it's a good, no good to have a nice stadium and having no people playing in there.
And it'll be all different folks coming to the stadium. There's a lot of crossover between lacrosse and soccer fans, but it'll be great to see people in the stands cheering on local teams. Another big piece of news from the Rhinos, we know the first preseason friendly date has been announced, actually announced by the Ottawa Fury, because that's who the Rhinos will be facing. Ottawa Fury now in the USL with the Rhinos, featuring former Rhino players Steven Dos Santos, Ottawa Obasi, and Lance Roseboom. They'll be playing up in Ottawa on March the 10th in a preseason friendly, so mark that day in your calendar. If you've got the day off, you want to take the 4 or 5 hour trip up to Ottawa to see the Rhinos. That date has been confirmed, and of course there'll be more dates coming. Some not so good news, unfortunately. Rhinos lose another player from last season's team and was with the championship side in 2015. Sean Tosh will be going on to play at Louisville City, one of the Rhinos' big rivals. So congratulations to Sean. He's very excited about playing for Louisville. Very sad to lose him. He's a great player, nice young man as well. But he's moving on with his career to play for Louisville City.
Well, I think diversity for players is good. I mean, if they get sometimes you need to change the scenery in order to excel. So sitting on the bench is not a good thing. Okay, and you got to go where you can play, and that's true to the Rochester, to the USL. It's true to Serie A, is true to Premier League, because if you don't play, you can be a great player, but if you sit on the bench, everything erodes.
Absolutely. Let's take our first break on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Dick Howard with us. Lots of international soccer news, some big news in the world of international soccer, some great milestones, and more controversy. What a surprise. We'll talk about all about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
LinkedIn. Come on, everybody. I say now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an
top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies. supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, right off the 390 Expressway. You can go to the interactive website to find out all about the Dr. Olivo's practice at davidolivodmd.com or call the office at 328-3382 to make an appointment for a consultation to get your teeth cleaned. Or if you have any other oral hygiene or teeth gum problems, definitely give them a call. Joe and I both go to Dr. Olivo, and he is one of the top dentists in the Rochester area, and we really highly recommend him, not only because he's a great dentist, but also he's a big supporter of soccer and youth soccer in the Rochester area.
And he has coffee in his office besides that. You can go and have a cup of coffee, too.
Does coffee stain your teeth, though?
I don't know.
Then you get them clean, right?
Yeah, after you go. Right.
Perfect.
That's a good thing, a good mix.
Dick, how are things up in Toronto?
Good. Very good, guys. It reminds me, I've got to get in touch with my own dentist and get my teeth done. I should be closer to you and visit Dr. Oliver when I'm in Rochester.
Very good idea, Dick.
If you come to Rochester, we'll fix it up.
Great, thanks, Joe. Oh, what a weekend for Wayne Rooney. Finally.
Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, it's a record that I don't know if anybody thought would ever be broken of Sir Bobby Charlton's record for a number of goals for Manchester United. And I guess it's maybe bittersweet for you, Dick, because Wayne Rooney started his career at Everton and could have been
That's
scoring
right.
all those goals for the Toffees instead of the Red Devils.
No, he had a great start at Everton Football Club, and it was only logical that he was going to move to Manchester United, and he's been absolutely superb, in eclipsing the record held by Sir Bobby. And it was great after the game, the congratulations from the man himself. But when you look at Sir Bobby Charlton as he is, he conducts himself so well. You see him at every Manchester United game with his wife watching the goings-on. It's just tremendous to see. He's still got that love of the game.
And I got to say one thing. I mean, as everybody knows listening to this show, I am not a Manchester United fan by any stretch of the imagination.
We know, because you never...
I'm wearing my blue sweatshirt right now. But anyway, the point is that Wayne Rooney showed what kind of a man he was and what kind of a captain he is after he scored that goal, which, by the way, was a Beckham-esque free kick he scored from the far left side. Beautiful free kick. Instead of celebrating because he knew he broke the record, he went and grabbed the ball out of the net and ran back to the center spot because it only tied the match between Man U and Stoke City. So he didn't think anything about the record. He only thought about potentially scoring, getting a winning goal for Manchester United, which didn't happen, ended up 1-1. But that shows the kind of man Wayne Rooney is. That's a lot of, that shows a type of captain he is as well.
And now they want him to go to China besides that.
Well, we'll see.
Yes, it's been mentioned, hasn't it? A very lucrative contract to play in China. Whether he'll take it out, I don't know. He won't be able to visit his vacation home in Barbados as often as he does at the moment. But it's a possibility in this day and age.
What was the offer, Dick? A million a week or a million a day?
Well, I've heard various figures, you know, from £500,000-£600,000 a week to, you know, over a million. It depends which newspaper you pick up in England, I think, to get the evaluation. But it's certainly a lot of money. We would all appreciate that kind of money.
Well, I guess it depends if he really wants to leave Manchester United. I mean, he's still very valuable member of that team, and I don't know if you want to leave it. I mean, if he does leave, I mean, there's been a lot of rumors in the past about him coming to play in MLS for David Beckham's team in Miami, which would make sense, of course, because they were teammates in Manchester United. So we'll see if that.
But they've never paid him a million a week.
I think that's going to stop.
I think the recent ruling to limit the spending with the clubs in the Chinese professional league, I think, will get a little bit of sanity back, because some of the figures that have been mentioned have just been astronomical.
Well, like I said, we'll see what happens there. Hopefully some sanity will come back into the money situation. So the transfer window is open right now. There's not been any big moves. I think it's all going to happen next week. Well, there's a lot of talk about players moving around, but there was a lot of controversy this week in some very big matches in the Premiership. So we got to get your comments, Dick. I mean, Manchester City and Spurs ended 2-2, but there was, a terribly missed call that I think would have given Manchester City the 3 points. Raheem Sterling was clearly pushed.
Sterling incident.
He was pushed in the box from behind. And for people who say, well, why do players dive? The reason why is because of situations that happened with Raheem Sterling. He was pushed from behind in the box. He was in on goal. Nobody between him and the keeper. He got pushed from behind. He did not go down. And the referee did not call a penalty. If he had gone down, it would have been a penalty and a red card, because a push from the back is a red cardable offense in the penalty area. And 60 seconds later, Spurs scored the tying goal.
Well, that's the irony, isn't it? The thing that I look at, and we've talked about this, and I know Joe and I had a discussion about, you know, the referee and judged by television, and it's pity we didn't have a TV here. We can show the incidents here for the show. We'll maybe go from a radio to a TV show, Andrew, but the other thing that comes into it, we had uncharacteristic mistakes by Hugo Lloris. You know, he's had a superb season, the French national team goalkeeper. Makes two costly mistakes, but didn't suffer the contract, didn't lose the game. And was there a lot of blame attached to him? I doubt it. It's mainly the referee that came under the criticism, isn't it, following the game?
It certainly was, and I know that Guardiola was not happy with the situation after the match. But someone who really wasn't happy in this match was one coach of Arsenal, Mr. Arsene Wenger, who was sent off, and he has got an appeal coming. He may be getting suspended because he pushed the fourth official in a crazy match against Burnley, where Burnley got a penalty in the 93rd minute, and Wenger went ballistic on the sidelines, got sent off. 4 minutes later, Arsenal gets a penalty and wins the game in the 98th minute. Yeah. However,
well, that's Koscielny. They reckon, you know, Koscielny, was he offside?
He was offside.
That's the incident where he was fouled, the high kick, and then the penalty kick.
He was offside.
I felt badly for Sean Dyche, because they played so well, Burnley. They're not, you know, a team with many stars, but collectively they're one of the best organized teams in the Premiership, and he's done wonders with the team, and rightly so, he was very disappointed that they lost with that late goal, that penalty kick goal.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if the FA does anything with Arsene Wenger, because in the next week there's a game midweek, because the FA Cup's happening this weekend. The following match for Arsenal is at Chelsea, which could potentially decide the Premiership title if Chelsea can get victories against at Liverpool next Tuesday and then at home to Arsenal. The season may be over because Chelsea's up 8 points right now, and these are the last two toughest matches they have left.
I think you can be quietly confident, Andrew. I'm sure you are at the moment, without blowing your own trumpet, but they are certainly playing exceptionally well. And even against a team like Hull, you know, it was a very closely contested game, wasn't it? To lay down, it's still just a one goal, and they got the second goal to took it away, but they just don't give any goals up. Unlike Manchester City, have a real problem in defence.
Absolutely. Diego Costa scoring late in the first half in the ninth minute of stoppage time because of, there was a very unfortunate incident that took place in the first half between Gary Cahill and Ryan Mason. They both were going for the ball, and they ended up cracking heads, and Ryan Mason fractured his skull on the, in the, in the, with the collision. He is now talking, but there was actually some, the people were very concerned that, you know, the worst could potentially happen.
I hate to see that, and I'm sure, Joe, in your terms of training, you hated to treat players at head-to-head
unbelievable
contact, and hopefully we wish the best, certainly, to the Mason family following that, because it looked very, very serious.
Let me tell you, I remember that I always kept my eye peeled on the collision, and as the players went on, you know, I don't know why they didn't give me more red cards, because contrary to what they do today, I never waited for the to be allowed to go on the field. I went.
Well, to the referee's credit, as soon as the collision happened, he immediately stopped play and waved the trainers on. He knew yeah, and was right there. He heard the collision of heads and knew how serious it was. Gary Cahill was okay. Matter of fact, he scored the second goal for Chelsea late in the match, but Mason was certainly the worst. Again, it was not an intentional situation. It was both players going for the ball, and they clacked heads, and it, sometimes that happens. But we are hopefully, again, that Ryan Mason will recover from this. It seems like he's out of the woods, which is good. They said they were concerned about, you know, potential anything could have happened with that situation. But, Dick, one more word of note on the Premiership. What a match at Anfield. Unbelievable. Chelsea gets some bonus there because Liverpool lost to Swansea at home 3-2. And I thought for sure Liverpool was going to win 3-2 after coming back from two goals down. But what a result for Swansea. Unbelievable.
No, it is a tremendous result, wasn't it? And certainly they exploited some very poor Liverpool defending for the first two goals, but Liverpool fighting back, you know, 2-2, and you thought, well, it's going to stay that way, and they're going and sneak a third one. So it's something we talk about time and time again, guys. In the Premier League in England, you can get this situation where a team at the bottom can create an upset against the team that's riding high in the league. There's always these upsets, and there'll be plenty more before the end of the season.
The key man for Swansea was Fernando Llorente, the former Juventus striker from Spain. He was the scored the two first two goals for Swansea. So
on
Juve
the
and Juventus,
Forza Juve, Joe, 2-0 against Lazio.
I know that there was
they win again.
Very, very good game. But they go, I'll show you one thing that you know, you can be 4 or 5 points ahead, and all of a sudden you find 1 point ahead of Roma, which is,
I know,
is playing very well right now. Inter is winning. So
good results in Sicily against Palermo.
Yep.
And Napoli, what a great result that against Milan. I thought that the Milan goalkeeper though was going to score, and his header unfortunately went to the goalkeeper's opposite number, but he had a chance to tie it up.
I know. I just, you know, what really amazes me is how on a given day a team can play so well, and then on another given day against a team that they're supposed to win overwhelmingly, you know, they fall down and they just don't play good. That's what happened to Juve before.
It's absolutely true.
They, against Lazio, they were superb.
It's very tough to win a league. It's one of the hardest things to do over a long season.
And then the same thing, guys, in Spain, isn't it? You know, who would have thought Sevilla now number 2, second in Spain behind Real Madrid, Coach Ciampioli has done a magnificent job with them, and they're going to split up the Real Madrid, the Barcelona, and Atletico Madrid trio, which always seem to finish at the top. But
there's always
they've
surprises.
Done very well, especially in recent games against Real Madrid.
Yep. Red Bull Leipzig is still in second place in the Bundesliga. They'll get Bayern Munich at home later in the season to try to avenge that embarrassing loss. But a lot of things going on in the leagues. Of course, the African Cup of Nations going on. We know four of the eight quarterfinalists, Burkina Faso and Cameroon from Group A. So the host Gabon are out of the tournament, as well as Guinea.
Where is it, Gabon?
It's in Southwest Africa, just on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
And then
get out the
today,
tonight, Joe.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And the holders, the Cote d'Ivoire, they must win against Morocco tomorrow, otherwise they could be out of it. So it's a case of going to have to do it without Didier Drogba.
Very going to
get
be a
any,
big,
any
big surprise.
Kind of result. But no, it's shaping up. I think Senegal, a country that's never won the Africa Cup of Nations, are fancied by many people to lift the trophy. But still a long way to go, and they've got a tough quarterfinal against Cameroon. The other one, Burkina Faso against Tunisia, will be a good close game. And then the others are all up for grabs in the final games in Group C and D over the next couple of days.
I still got my money on Ghana. I think the Black Stars are going to
raise the trophy. Just because Avram Grant, a former coach at Chelsea, is coaching them, I'm sure that's the only reason.
Come on, Dick. You know that. You read my mind.
He's done a great job, Avram Grant. And, a team, a country that the Black Stars in the 60s, they were the team to beat. And it's a new generation with the IU brothers and Gian. They've got some players that played in the World Cup, but it's a strong team. And you could be right. They could do well. They've won the games narrowly, 1-0 first two games, but it's not going to be easy against Egypt either, Andrew.
It's
their final group game.
Well, I just got to make one observation. I can understand you being enamored of the English game and everything, but my partner over here, I can't freaking believe it. He should change his name.
Well, I'm watching the games on TV, and I'm seeing these situations that happen. I mean, two egregious mistakes by the officials, and it has significant impact on the top of the table. I mean, Arsenal could easily have pledged out just a 1 point instead of three. Chelsea could be up 10 points right now in the league.
But do you think that those referees, they made a mistake on purpose?
No, of course not. But the point is that you have to be consistent. I mean, you if there's a push in the back, that's why you have assistance. If there's a push in the back, the assistant, if the referee can't see it,
the goal judge should have called it.
Or the assistant referee. And that's the thing with that offsides call. It was a clear offsides. I don't know why Arsene Wenger was so upset on that call against Arsenal, the penalty call, because it was clearly a penalty. The replays clearly showed as a penalty, but he lost his cool. You don't usually see Arsene Wenger lose his cool like that.
It's
going to be interesting, guys, because I don't know if you read the news, but FIFA have just listed all the committees for the upcoming quadrennial, I believe it is, and the head of, or the chairman of the referee committee is Pierluigi Collina.
Whether he will,
in conjunction with Marco van Basten, who's made some interesting comments about how he would change the game around. No offside.
Marco van Basten's been going to too many of those clubs in the Netherlands.
it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But I think, the top referees, just like I always relate officiating, refereeing to goalkeeping, you've got to react to situations. And the best referees make the fewest mistakes. And they're as fit as they can be. Whether it's going to be resolved by changing the laws of the game, I don't know. I'd hate to see no offside, because then you've got the game stretched.
That's insane.
From end to end.
There has to be offside.
It completely changed the whole concept of the game. And I know a lot of them top managers have expressed concern about that kind of decision being made. Arsene Wenger being one of them.
I don't understand how they can even think of that, because all coaches will do, they'll just throw 2-3 forwards right on the goalie at all times and just pop balls into the penalty area trying to get goal. That's just, they also, there's some, a couple other things that Van Basten wants to say. Penalty box for carded players, that's similar to rugby. If you get a yellow card, you get sent off for 10 minutes and come back on. More substitutions.
Don't agree with it.
Maybe more substitutions, maybe one or two potentially.
I would, you know, the team dresses 18 players, you've got 11 on the field. I would allow the remaining seven players to be substituted at any time. I would not put any limitation on subs, to be quite honest.
That would be the best.
You look at other sports and everybody that's on the bench has the potential to enter the game.
So would you have re-entry? Would you have re-entry, Dick?
No. No, he wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't have. If you're substituted, you can't be resubstituted. You can see that in high school football or high school soccer. But and then the other thing I think was mentioned was substitute on the fly, which I certainly do not agree with.
No, neither do I.
No, that would be very difficult. Again, it's very similar to hockey. A lot of these things, it's using things from other sports, like maximum number of fouls allowed per player. That's similar. That's that rule was. Rules used in the Major Arena Soccer League. If you had four fouls, you would get a 2-minute penalty or something like that. So basically, that's like persistent infringement, which would be, I think, more stringently enforced if you counted the number of fouls on a player. And the last thing is no stoppages for more than 10 seconds during the last 10 minutes of a game. So if two heads collide in the 89th minute, they're not going to stop the game? I don't know where he's getting that one from. That's very strange.
Yeah, one thing that I've always, when people have said, what would change in the game, most games, and we find this out from technical study groups at major tournaments, last for about 60 minutes of actual playing time in a 90-minute game. And personally, I would go with four 15-minute quarters, and I would have a stop clock. So when the ball goes out, we wouldn't have any of this time wasting by goalkeepers in particular, players taking throw-ins, because the ball and the clock would start when the ball is played by the player on the field of play.
Well, that would certainly be a change. That's what they do in college soccer. They have time stoppages when the ball goes out of play. So a lot of things to talk about, Dick. We'll see if any of these actually happen, but we'll see what FIFA wants to do here. Thanks, as always, thank you for being with us on the show,
Great.
Dick. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks, because next week we'll have a taped show. So we'll talk
Great.
To you in
2 weeks.
Well,
I certainly pass on my congratulations to Coach Broadbent, a fellow Brockport grad, same as myself, and rightly honored recently in the game, the NSCAA. So congratulations to him if you have a chance to speak to him.
We'll have him on in a couple weeks. So we're supposed to have him on this week, but unfortunately he's been under the weather, so we'll have him on in a couple weeks. Dick is also a graduate of Brockport, just like Mr. Broadbent. So great, great connection there. Dick, thanks as always. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, guys. Take care. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao. Hello to any.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report, and we'll talk about a big award for Mr. Lewis that he received not long ago when he was at the National Soccer Coaches Association of America awards ceremony. I'm very proud of Michael. We'll talk to him about that next, and have all the U.S. Soccer news on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during 2016 at Rochester Rhinos Stadium and for the last 21 years. Season ticket and Flex 10 packages for the 2017 Rochester Rhinos are now on sale. You can also take advantage of early bird pricing for the home opener and save $10 per ticket. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK for more information. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you this week by Claridge Design Center, located at 3240 Chihuly Avenue in Chihuly. Number to call is 889-5800 or go to ClarideDesignCenter.com. Center spelled the Canadian way, C-E-N-T-R-E. If you have bathroom or kitchen remodeling you need to do for a new house or your existing home, definitely give Claridge Design Center a call. Owned by the Iacovangelo family, a great supporter of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Michael, welcome to the show, and congratulations on winning the NCSCAA Feature Article Award for 2016. We're very, very proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. As I said in my acceptance speech, I give a lot of credit to Alan Hitton, former Seattle Sounders coach and NASL player. I give him a lot of credit for taking the time, and when I mean time, I mean an hour and a half, 2 hours, to talk to me on the phone, and his story is an amazing one, like a lot of many other players and coaches that toiled in the old NESL, and I knew I was had to go a long way to mess up the story, and I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, we're all, it's a great honor, and this is written in The Guardian, so I assume, is there a link to the article on BigAppleSoccer.com where people can read it and read all about Alan Hinton? He, like I said, it's a great story of his time in the North American
Yes, there is. It's with, I believe, I'm doing this off the top of my head, I believe it's, we did a little story about me winning the award, even though it was for another media publication or website, but you have to go to the awards story, and the link is too long to mention on the air. I think I'll use up all the available time I have in this segment to read it off, but I know I'm making it difficult to any of your listeners who want to read the story, but I have an idea. Go to your search engine, write Alan Hinton the Guardian, and you'll probably get the story. It's probably easier to do it that way.
And I'll put a link to it at socceristhekickinthegrass.com so people can read the article that way as well. And by the way, Michael, I have to say, I was on BigAppleSoccer.com today, and I noticed that you're featured as the interviewee in an upcoming series instead of the interviewer about your career and how you got started writing soccer. So then some very interesting words from you and from the person who is providing the story as opposed to writing the story.
Yeah, well, it happened so many years ago. People think it was done in the Stone Age or maybe before Pelé kicked his first soccer ball, but about how I got the Lancers beat. This is a true story. I'm not making this up. I really did not want to cover soccer. I did not know much about it. To the fact that the Lancers... there were a lot of stuff happening off the field, and I really was more interested in covering things that were on the field. But when you're a rookie, you're still under probation, and who knows, maybe I was under double secret probation. That's a line from that great movie Animal House. But seriously, you don't turn down an assignment no matter where you are in any business, let alone journalism. And I took the assignment, covered the Lancers, and kind of grew on me for so many different reasons. And I enjoyed, I think, meeting the different nationalities around the world without having to travel outside of Western New York and Rochester. And I enjoyed the personalities around the Lancers, and that includes everyone from the trainer and equipment manager. I don't know whatever happened to that guy. All the way up to the ownership. And even though I might have hit heads with the ownership, you had some interesting personalities there. And believe it or not, I'm still talking to the Rochester Lancer owners after all these years. So there's something to be said about that.
Well, actually, Mike, I got to compliment you because you were much, much nicer than what the late Bruno Snyder used to write.
So, well, it was a different newspaper.
Yeah. I think the one that Bruno got the era of the ownership more than you did because he was more.
Well, I had my moment, but Bruno... To use terms or vernacular from another sport, he threw a lot more fastballs than anyone else. I had a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, knuckleball. I like to use different pitches in my repertoire. I'm not saying one is better than the other. That's just my style. After all these years, I enjoy writing a hard news story, but I also enjoy writing feature stories. A whimsical column. That's the fun thing about, I think, being a sports writer or any writer. You don't have to be stuck in just one type of writing. And I enjoy that. Trust me, today, after today's news that's happened, I wrote different stories for Big Apple. Let's put it that way. Too many different stories, but that's another story for another time.
You're right. It reflects who you really are, Mike. You're a nice guy, you know. All the meaning of the words. You are a nice guy. You write the facts as you see it. It is done in a nice manner. You're not disparaging to anybody. You don't want to offend anybody, but you write what you see and what you know. You know.
And even if I wrote things down the middle of the road. Sometimes you're going to offend people. You don't realize it. And I learned that very early on, not coaching the Lancers, not covering the Lancers, but when I covered the City Catholic League there, McQuaid and Aquinas had a big rivalry in football.
Yeah.
And they probably still do. But both sides thought I was biased to the other team. So I guess I was doing my job because I got the ire of both sides, and it was just the way maybe they interpreted the story. Or if I wrote that Aquinas beat McQuaid or vice versa, well, I was biased toward the winning team, which which generally you write the story from the winning team's angle if they're from the same area. Obviously, if I'm covering something from the Rhinos or Lancers or the Western New York Flash, you know, in Rochester, I would write it from their standpoint, win, lose, or draw. But it's been an education process, and I, like I've said, I've met so many different people, different personalities, and I've really enjoyed covering the game on so many different levels. I think I finally, after all these years, understand the game. But seriously, there's so much to write about now. It's incredible, and I try to remind myself and other people, do not forget your roots. And I like to think I have not forgotten my roots from Rochester, New York.
That's for sure. And I'll tell you what. Speaking from experience, Inter against Juventus has nothing against the Jesuits against the Basilians. Believe me, I went to Cardinal Mooney, and I know the rivalry between those Catholic schools. And unfortunately, my school doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, there's nothing against Toronto versus Rochester either. But there's a lot of great rivalries, and certainly that's going to be seeing that in soccer as we move forward. And let's talk some about U.S. soccer. Some big news came out of the U.S. soccer camp. Tim Howard made some interesting comments about players who have dual citizenship, and are there certainly many of them on the U.S. national team. And he made some comments saying, you know, where do your allegiances lie if you have dual citizenship? It's interesting because, you know, Soccer Sam has made that comment many times about U.S. national team players, that they should be players who are based in the United States and are primary United States citizens instead of going to foreign countries to get players. I mean, what were your thoughts on that, Michael?
Yeah, incendiary situation there. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, no matter what you say about it, no matter what side you're on. But to me, if you're picked for your national team, you have to throw everything, as much into it as you can. And I understand if you're coming from Germany, you're flying over, even if it's first class, there's a wear and tear on the travel and whatnot. And it's not like, you know, you have a home in the United States or people that you know that you could visit or they could visit you. And I could understand maybe the wear and tear of someone coming over from a different country. But I think you've got to throw yourself into it with all your heart, and no matter where you're from, whether or not you're playing in MLS or in Europe or South America. I guess what I'm getting at is, yeah, there might have been players that might not be wholeheartedly into it, but I can name a few players off the top of my head that take this stuff very, very seriously today. Obviously, Jermaine Jones, Fabian Johnson, I think John Brooks does too. Just see the way they play on the field. Back in the day, Ernie Stewart, who was, you know, as American and Dutch parents, one of the best players on the U.S. national team. Roy Wegerle played a key role in helping the U.S. qualify for the 1998 World Cup. And then there are others, too. And there are going to be busts as well, too, maybe players that don't live up to their potential, or maybe they do lose their enthusiasm. But my gut feeling is there's nothing illegal what you're doing, bringing over players with dual citizenships. Other countries do it, and I think, like it or not, the genie is out of the bottle. You've got to live with it. And any coach, you know, I think sometimes, yes, I think Jurgen Klinsmann might have gone overboard a little too much on that, but if he hadn't done that, maybe we don't, find people like a Jermaine Jones, who plays his heart out no matter who he's playing for. I think he, in a pickup game, he'd play like that too. But, you know, right. But finding players like, Bobby Woods and whatnot. So it's a double-edged sword there. But if a player is not giving his or her full attention and focus to the national team, they don't belong on it.
Absolutely. And the U.S. will have the first match with Bruce Arena at the helm. And, of course, our own Dave Sarokin assisting him. It will be Sunday in San Diego at the former home of the Chargers, Qualcomm Stadium, now home of that's just the Padres, I believe. And that'll be 4 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN2. U.S. against Serbia, certainly a good test for the U.S. The Serbs are a quality side. We'll see how many players they actually bring over because, of course, they're all playing in the European leagues. But it should be a good test for the U.S. And then U.S. will play again on February 3rd as well. I believe that's against Jamaica, if I remember right. But that is, yeah, it is against Jamaica and again in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So a lot of things coming up for the U.S. men as they get ready for World Cup qualifying. Michael, that's going to about do it for our segment. We missed some other things, but I want to make sure to give you a chance to talk about yourself for a little bit of time because we don't often have a chance to do that. And we're very appreciative and proud of you and coming from Rochester and working with the Lancers all those years ago to now where you're one of the men in the world of soccer journalism in this country. So thanks again.
And Mike, thanks for the conversation the other night.
You know, Rochester and the Rochester Lancers will always have a special place in my heart. And I hope to be up there maybe in the not-too-distant future. We'll see. Keeping my fingers crossed on that.
See what happens. Michael, thank you so much, as always. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks because next week we have a taped show. So we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
No problem. Have a good one, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
You too, Mike. Thanks.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, BigAppleSoccer.com is Michael's website for all the latest soccer news around New York and also in the world of soccer. And again, congratulations to Michael for winning the NSCA Feature Article Award for 2016. We'll be back to wrap up the show on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack foreman in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, the show flies by every Monday night, I tell you.
When you have fun, things have been so good. So we've been having fun and been talking soccer, doing the things that we like to do the best. And I want to thank you so much for all your effort.
You're welcome.
To coordinate the show, and we got another year ahead of us, and we just hope that we're going to be able to continue to do this show. And so if anybody's interested in participating in our show, once more you're interested in sponsoring us, the number is 414-5122 or you can call the radio station and let them know, and they will get in touch with us.
346-3000, area code 585 for the radio station. So next week we'll have a best of show. We'll give you more information at soccerskickinthegrass.com and the content. And in 2 weeks we'll have Ron Broadbent, the former coach at Spencerport High School, Section 5 Hall of Famer, and the winner of the NSCAA Coach's Honor Award for 2016. We'll have him on the show, and maybe some news from the former Western New York Flash coaches as well. We'll see. Again, tomorrow the Rhinos will have a big announcement at 10 a.m. Check their Facebook page to watch it live. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Their 30th anniversary today. Again, congratulations. Be with us next Monday for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and up then.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.